You are listening to an exclusive podcast on Money Control.
It's a new day, it's a new week, and we finally have a chief minister in Karnataka. Well, an old chief minister, but certainly a newly anointed chief minister again. All that transpired in the markets on Friday and what we can look forward to today coming up right here. My name is Rakesh. This is the Morning Markets Podcast right here on Money Control.
The Morning Market Podcast, a Money Control exclusive.
A quick stock of the situation. Bears had taken over the Lal Street when we had left it off. Nifty had slipped below 10,600 levels. It has plunged over 300 points from its intermediate high of 10,930. So what's in store for the markets today? It's certainly going to be an exciting day in the markets, considering there has been a resolution in the week-long political drama that we saw just last week. Nifty closed below 10,600 on Friday, and if it stays below the levels, chances of a break below 10,500 is possible, is what analysts have gone on to say. There are rising crude oil prices, the upcoming meeting or not between Donald Trump and Kim Jong-un. All of these things are also going to test the market. On the lower side, if Nifty breaks 10,589, then the index may actually retest the 10,427, 10,328 and 10,213 levels. So, a cautious approach has been advised by most analysts at this current level. So what happens on the other side? If there is a close above the 10,785 mark, that will usher in the bulls again in the month of the bull. We do remember we are in May. Meanwhile, FPIs are in exit mode, have pulled out $2.65 billion in May due to surge in global crude oil prices. Besides, FPIs started profit booking before the Karnataka elections, which was a crucial indicator for the 2019 big elections results. Again, there is no resolution as to how the 2019 elections might pan out, considering the BJP did get the single largest majority but were not able to form the government, considering the floor test went the way it did on Saturday. So 2019 beginning to be exciting already in the middle of 2018. Well, there's some good news to rejoice though. Monsoon to hit Kerala 3 days before normal onset, says the Indian Meteorological Department. Let's quickly turn our attention to global cues as I speak. As of about 6 o'clock Indian Standard Time this morning, Singapore Nifty futures are indicating a red start on the large street. 10,579 or down 0.34% is what I'm looking at. What about the other global cues? Well, the Dow did end in the green on Friday, but only marginally, 0.034% or so. But Asian markets have opened strongly today. Mainland China's Shanghai Composite is in the green, firmly so, 1.24% up. Hong Kong's Hang Seng is up 0.34%. Japan's Nikkei is trading in the green, 0.07%. Australia's S&P ASX 200 down by 0.01%. And these are the markets that have just opened up. So going by global cues, we're getting mixed signals about what the opening on the Lal Street might be. But certainly, the Far East Asian markets have opened well for the day. Meanwhile, FPIs have sold 160 crore rupees from the equity markets and DIIs bought 149 crore rupees worth of shares in the Indian equity market. Some big news that investors should be keeping an eye out for today: resignation of Yediyurappa and boiling crude oil could take Nifty 50 towards 10,400. So those are some important macro triggers coming in. The market might have factored in for a non-BJP government in Karnataka to some extent, but worsening macros is something which might have larger ramification for markets. The incumbent chief minister for 2 days, B.S. Yediyurappa, resigned from his post on Saturday, and the governor has invited the Congress-JDS alliance to form the government. Later today, H.T. Kumaraswamy, the son of former Prime Minister H.T. Devegowda of the JDS, will be sworn in as Chief Minister of Karnataka, not a job he's doing for the first time. The direct impact could, of course, be seen on the markets. It could be a knee-jerk reaction, so market is likely to open negative on Monday. Worsening macros as well as opposition unity can have an impact on markets. The Nifty 50, which has already broken key support levels last week, could well head towards 10,400 levels in the 2 weeks. But what really pans out, we will just have to wait and see. And what are the technical charts looking like? What should investors do? There's been a breakdown. Nifty forms a bearish candle, has slipped nearly 2% in 5 sessions. Nifty 50 closed below its crucial support placed at 10,600 levels on Friday, which could accelerate the selling pressure on Dalal Street. And the next major support could come at the 50 days moving average placed at 10,550 to 10,560. Investors are advised to stay cautious, but if you're going long, then keep a stop below 10,550 levels, a slip below this level could see Nifty cracking by about 1-2%, according to analysts at the markets. Three levels to watch out for, therefore: 10,550, 10,600 and 10,680. Maximum call OI have been placed at 11,000 and 10,800. Maximum put OI at 10,500 and 10,600. Outside of those macro triggers and what the technical charts look like, what are some stocks that investors should keep on their radar going into trade today on the 21st of May 2018? Well, OMCs will be in focus as crude trades near $80 a barrel. Petrol and diesel have touched all-time highs as oil companies have hiked rates. Meanwhile, India Bulls Real Estate Board clears share buyback scheme worth 624 crore rupees. JSW in a pact to buy Italian special steelmaker for 440 crore rupees. Tata Chemicals Quarter 4 net up 23.37% at 355.9 crore rupees, and Central Bank's quarter 4 net loss widens over threefold to 2,114 crore rupees. So India Bulls Real Estate, JSW Steel, Tata Chemicals and Central Bank, along with of course OMCs, will be some stocks which we'll be keeping on our radar today. And finally, some trading ideas that we've gathered from experts. We spoke to finance.com, that is numerical5nance.com, and this is what they recommend to us. Top three stocks which could give up to 11% in return. We start with Time Technoplast, which has a buy call, target of 145 rupees, stop loss at 120 rupees, return of 11%. Right after that, we have JK Tyres and Industries Limited, which also has a buy call with a target of 156 rupees, stop loss at 135 rupees, and return of as much as 6%. And finally, IRB Infrastructure Developers Limited, which has a sell call with a target of 227 rupees, stop loss at 253 rupees and return of 5%. Well, that's all the information you need to know before we go into trade today. It also happens to be, like I said, the 21st of May 2018. Happy birthday to Gautier, who might have given a song for a lot of Kannadigas in Karnataka to remember Yediyurappa Bhai, somebody that I used to know. This time, for about 2 days. Well, with a more detailed analysis of what those three top stocks were all about, I will be back with Stock Picks. Until then, stay logged on to moneycontrol.com to be a smart listener and an even smarter investor.
The Morning Market Podcast, a Money Control exclusive.
The views and investment tips expressed by investment experts on moneycontrol.com are his or her own and not that of the website or its management. Moneycontrol.com advises users to check with certified experts before taking any investment decisions.
This is an exclusive podcast on Money Control.